Currently, the situation is a bit fluid. As you know, with the military intervention that's underway, things on the ground have changed dramatically. What we have seen is a temporary suspension of humanitarian work in many localities, but a resumption is now underway, certainly in central Mali, and now we're working to reach the cities in the north, such as Gao and Timbuktu, where we expect to be present very shortly. What we're concerned about is the population in the north receiving supplies. Currently, there are about 500,000 people that are in need of food assistance in the north of Mali. They have been receiving it from both WFP and the ICRC in the past. Military intervention interrupted that. Now we're working to get that going again. So it's important that we get the access into this area and that we be prepared for how the conflict may evolve in the weeks to come. It's important to note also that this conflict is coming on top of a long-term chronic crisis in Mali in terms of food insecurity and malnutrition, and it's simply exacerbated existing humanitarian situation on the ground. So we need to keep going on all of these fronts simultaneously.
And talking about food insecurity, in 2011, around 200,000 children in Mali will be at risk of severe acute malnutrition. These projections are according to 2012 survey. But do you think the situation would worsen due to the latest development in Mali?
Well, that's unclear yet. It depends on a number of factors, depending on how the conflict evolves, number one. Two, what kind of access that we're able to establish, and of course, what kind of contributions come in to support that. So it doesn't necessarily have to worsen, but if the conflict were to become more difficult than it has been so far, then of course that would be a possibility. But for the moment, we're still working on the assumption of the 200,000 cases that you mentioned. We haven't seen evidence that that would change yet.
Have you been able to access the Kidal region?
Not yet. Partly because of security issues. That is currently still of a concern in that area. But mainly it's the restrictions moving north, as I say, both by road to Timbuktu and Gao that are the major impediment getting to those two locations.
And there are also reports of several mine explosions in Mopti region along major roads off to the north that could threaten civilian and could potentially stall aid operation and commercial recovery. But can you confirm that and how it impact on humanitarian aid?
Well, a very direct impact. The day that that happened, the road was basically closed for humanitarian access until we could get a better understanding of what has happened. The UN Mine Action Service now has an office in Bamako, and they're working to confirm what happened and to survey that area so that movement can continue. It's important that we reinforce that office because, as you say, it's not the only incident. There was an incident outside of Kidal as well. So we need to be in a position in the days and weeks to come to deal with this kind of issue as it emerges so that we can keep these roads open. So that's a vital service that we have to work on right now.
As French and Malian troops have now also taken back control of Kidal, do you think the hardest remain to be done in terms of security for humanitarian actors?
Well, I think the hard part will be the political process and getting the political process right. It's important that the political process go well, both because of the situation in the north with the rebellion, but also the situation in Bamako with the coup d'etat in March of last year. These twin political crises are in large part driving what we see today. So what's important is that appropriate political solution, inclusive solution is found. And then secondly, that needs to be twinned with appropriate development policies that support people both in the north and the south. It's not just a northern question. We see high rates of malnutrition and food insecurity in all parts of Mali. It's important that the new government that emerges also address fundamentally that chronic problem. If those two issues are not dealt with appropriately and robustly, then we risk to have another humanitarian crisis in Mali in the near future.
There are fears that the threat from armed group could spread to other countries in the Sahel. Is that going to change the way that the humanitarian agency work in the Sahel region?
It's very difficult to predict how this will evolve and how these groups will react to the intervention. So we need to be in a position both in Mali and outside to adapt to whatever situation does arrive so that we can continue to deliver assistance to those in need. And that's what we're working on. And we have a concern over the security of our personnel so that they can appropriately and safely do carry out their work. So we need to work on that so that we're fully flexible and adaptable to the situation as it will evolve.